Well, howdy people. Now here's a film that kind of went under the radar. It was Last Boy Scout with Bruce Willis. I thought it was pretty damn good at the time. And there was quite a few films with Bruce Willis in I quite liked. Death Becomes Her, he was good in that. And of course the film that made him famous. It is very sad what's happened to him. And of course it could happen to anybody. I'm not saying I fully understand what the condition he has is dementia, but it's in a certain area of the brain. But we really don't know too much about him anyway, and what's happened to him, much. There's been a few statements by his wife, but mostly times it's all about her and how it affects her life. Not too much about him. And the same thing goes for Schumacher, doesn't it? Anybody who has friends that have seen him have to sign a waiver or something, they don't say anything. And who's in full control there, then? Well, his wife. And obviously, full control of his money, too. But you see this all too often in sort of marriages, don't you? The femme kind of isolates him from his friends and anybody in his family that she dislikes. Until eventually, all he has is her. And all his hobbies have disappeared, and it's all about doing stuff with her. Probably doing something that she likes. I've got a couple of marriages in my family that are just like that. Where the femme has absolutely full control over the male. And where he goes and what he does. In fact, even what he eats. You see, the femme wants absolutely full attention from the man to her only. Nothing else is important. Especially what the man wants. That's not important. And this happens all the time, nearly, because femmes are control freaks. Of course, they deny that. And because they deny it, it's obviously true. These guys in the family that I have will probably die married. They haven't got any gumption or energy left to fight back. They've chosen what they call the easy life, but it's not easy. And generally they're a mere shell of themselves that they used to be. And to all intents and purposes, they're already dead. And when I say that these femmes have full control of them, it's also full control of their resources. Which means, of course, money as well. So guys, anybody in your immediate family that is comes under that category? I mean, my family's fairly big, but having two in just the family area for me is quite embarrassing. I'll tell you how to find out. It's the type of guy that you're at a barbecue with, and then you just start talking to him and saying, "How would you like to go out tomorrow night for a couple of drinks?" And you'll see that he doesn't actually tell his wife. He asks her first for permission. And you know, half the time I don't think these guys actually realise what they've become. Anyway, it's just an idea, a thought of mine again. You take it easy now.